Hey everybody, you're now watching Glenn Lawrence and Coco. This is Our Life.
Hi.
We got a good topic for you today.
Yes. Let's see. Is it crazy?
Probably.
Probably. Is it sexual?
Always.
Ooh. But is it though?
It can be.
It's educational.
That can be sexual.
Touche. But it's not that kind of educational.
Damn it.
It's not. We are going to be talking about the pros and cons of going into business or working in a business with your partner.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought this would be a good topic to discuss because we had a conversation about this not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. Because before we had moved in together, we both have a passion in fitness, and we always talked about wanting to own a business and wanting to own our own gyms. Like, he wanted to own one, I was like, me too. So we eventually thought about like opening up a gym together. But you know, things change. Like, we're in the entertainment industry, and we're like, well, maybe that's something that we're going to do later, but it's still a goal. It's still a passion of things that we want to do. But then actually after moving in with each other and we're both in the industry doing projects and things together, like, I love working with him. I love being with him. And so I didn't know if he felt the same way. So I'm like, does it bother you that we're always working together? Cause you know, right now, cause of COVID we do, but you know, once COVID lifts, you know, like, we're not always going to work on the same projects together. So
case in point, I was working on Bosch today. Mama stayed home.
Yeah. So, so we kind of had that conversation. He was like, yeah. So for me, it was just more of like, this is what could happen, you know, if we have a business and, you know, right now, cause it can really affect people and affect, your partnership with someone. If like the business that you're in together is literally your life source for survival. So if it's going to be like, it pays your bills, it's going to put such an immense amount of stress and pressure on you as a couple and a family than if it was if we were just to do our gym when we decide to retire or something and have that just as a passion. So if it fails, it fails. And if it's successful, great. We just have a passion for it. So then we got into this whole thing.
So let's get into the pros and cons.
Pros. It creates a stronger bond, trust, and commitment to one another.
Real quick, can we just go through all the pros, like one after another, and then go through all the cons?
Sure.
Where are you going?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And we'll just word vomit it all?
Yeah.
Got it. The second pro is that you get to spend more time with your partner. And the last pro... there's more. We just decided to do three. Is you get the opportunity to appreciate your partner from, where is that? Oh, we appreciate your partner from a different perspective than traditional home life. Cons.
No, let's do the pros first. So now we'll just like elaborate on them.
Word.
So, So like when you are in business with your partner, it's like, you both have to give 100%, just like you have to give 100% in your marriage to be successful. So it's the same thing as business. Like, you know, one partner is not 50-50. Mm-mm. It's not 50. It's 100 and 100.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you are completely dependent, not just, you know, your financial, your means of success and provision are dependent upon your partner being successful and meeting their part of the responsibilities,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's like, there's no off days, and that's where the trust is really like, you know, flourishes, because you're trusting them beyond what you would normally trust them with. When you go to work outside, when you're not working with your partner and you have a different job, you're depending upon your employer to give you a check.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? So now you're not depending upon your employer to like give you the money that you earned. You're depending upon your partner to fulfill their half so you guys can earn that money.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that really like grows trust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be scary, but I mean, it definitely will grow trust.
Well, yeah. I mean, because at the end of the day, you guys are deciding to invest everything that you have into this. Mm-hmm. So then therefore it's like, I am putting all of this trust in you for you to play your role for whatever we decide your role is. And then you are putting all of your trust in me to play my role, because whichever role that we play is going to help complement each other to make it be as successful as we could possibly be.
That's the only way it can work.
Because otherwise it also helps us, like helps to keep the other person accountable. Because if one part of the business is failing, you know exactly why it's failing. So if one of them is slacking, you're like, well, the reason why we're not getting as successful at this because you're not doing your share. But that's also where you made a comment about, like, of trust and commitment, like, where people have to, like, you have to be able to trust your partners to where if one of them may be slacking that day, that you can trust your other partner to lift you up when you can't.
No, just to carry your load, like.
Yeah, when you need them to.
Yeah, like, but not, like, abuse that to where it's like, oh, since they're doing.
Well, obviously, wasn't that an implication.
Like, no, but, like, that's a fine line that people have to watch out for. Is that, like, once they realize that their partner could do that for them, then the urgency of doing it is not as, you know what I mean? Like, if they're never met with, like, hey, I need you to do your job because, like, it's struggling, it's stressing me out, you know?
Yeah.
Then they're not going to be motivated to do it. But, like, if their partner always does it for them, because they know that their partner has to do it to survive.
Yeah.
It could be abused, but the trust is that knowing that, like, if I'm having an off day, the business wouldn't skip a beat because you're proficient in not only your work, but you could handle my work at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's where the insecurity and trust really is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I said, it could be tainted poorly too, abused.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
You get to spend more time with your partner. This is true because normal families that work like 9 to 5s or whatever their schedule may be, is that it's a statistically proven fact that your partner will spend more time with their coworkers at work than they get with quality time at home with their spouse or their family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they miss out on a lot of stuff, or, you know, we talked about other stuff that doesn't really need to be said, but, it's just, it stinks because, you know, you miss so much out from your partner. You miss quality time. You miss bonding. You miss all of these relationship building stuff, building blocks, because you're spending them with other people that they don't really benefit you. You're just working together.
They don't benefit your relationship. You
know, no.
They benefit your marriage. But I wouldn't say they don't benefit you, but it doesn't benefit your marriage.
That's what I mean. They don't benefit you in that aspect of, like, your marriage. Like, so, yeah. It's whatever. Your thought process on that? Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, the opportunity of spending more time with your partner is always beneficial. Is always good. And as long as it's being utilized constructively, I think it can further the business and the relationship. But also too much of anything can be tainted at the same time. It's just knowing how to compartmentalize work and personal life.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Last pro is you get the opportunity to appreciate your partner from a different perspective than traditional home life.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I really think that's huge. You know, when you and your spouse are going to work, you guys go to work to two separate locations, right?
Yeah.
You say, you know, he works in accounting and she works in, you know, a medical field, right?
Yeah.
You know, so let's say, you know, she doesn't see what he does every day.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy could be running a multi-million-dollar corporation in charge of 17 different smaller businesses underneath them. And he is doing the financial, you know, gymnastics, keeping that business afloat and making it in the profits. Bringing, you know, cutting the fat where it needs to be cut and, you know, watching the profit margin grow.
Yeah.
That type of stress and all those moving pieces. You know, if you're not there with them, like seeing their day-to-day life, like and all the work stuff that goes on, you really don't know what they're doing. and how it affects them. But you can actually see what
they tell you, but yeah, it's different than hearing it. You actually get to
see it and visualize. Like, you're looking at the same thing that they're looking at, and you're like wondering what the hell it is, and then they're troubleshooting it, and you're just kind of sitting back like, I don't know. You know, or like when he goes, you know, watching his wife at the ER, and you know, she's doing triage for a gunshot victim, and she's being able to like stop the bleeding and save a life, and he's sitting there like, damn, like,
yeah.
You know, you see your partner outside of the guy mowing the lawn, the guy mowing the lawn and the woman in the kitchen, you know, like you see them beyond that, like,
yeah,
when they're at work.
Yeah.
And that gives you a different appreciation for them.
Yeah, because they're completely two different categories. Like, you could have an appreciation for everything that your significant other does for you as far as like provision and home life or whatever it may be, either one. And then there is a difference for like an appreciation for having something that you play a part in for it being successful.
And like, you also get to see like what they actually have to sacrifice and endure to bring home the provisions that they provide you. And I think that's a huge, you know, factor. Like, wow, like they really go through all this every day just to make sure that, you know, we have X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And I think that allows them to kind of give more respect.
Well, they would both be sacrificing almost just the same thing.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, if you don't work together.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you do get to work together, you see what they do on a day-to-day basis.
Like, bring your spouse to work day kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
That point of view?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Cons.
Yeah, cons.
One of the flip sides from spending more time with your partner is that you can lose a portion of yourself. So it's important to make time when needed to have a refresher.
Yes. You know, you are an individual before you are a married couple. So as an individual, you still need to keep your individuality.
Identity.
Your individuality. When you are solely known for as the unit, the two of you. And not as the individual person with individual thoughts and individual interests and individual ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose that, you lose a part of yourself. You know, like you're not you anymore, you're them.
Uh-huh.
And that could be very detrimental to an individual in the long run. They could end up having resentment or areas in their life that they didn't feel like they achieved or stuff. And you don't want to lose that. So I think, like, you know, time with your partner is great, but balance it. Mm-hmm. Have things for yourself that are only for you.
Yeah.
That, you know, if they're an interest or a hobby or, you know, maybe it's just fishing with your friends every, you know, 3 weeks or whatever. That's your thing that your wife or your husband doesn't go with you on. That's your time for you to recharge your own batteries. And then your partner does the same thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's important to have that because when you're around each other all the time, you are going to need to make sure that you guys still have like I was expressing to you that, you know, I could have, you know, I can plan like a girl's day, you know, and go over to the girl's house or something. And hang out with one of them. And then you can go over to your guy friend's house and then spend time with them, you know, because then we're having that time away from each other.
I'll stay right here. They can see me.
Anyways. So, yeah, that totally makes sense. And you do need that in any relationship, whether you work together or not. Because
I think even more so in a working spouse relationship, like when you work together.
Well, yes, because you're spending like almost every waking minute together. So yes, it's very important for you to make sure that you're doing things for you. Like it's because like, again, as you would say, there's still that fine line where you don't want it to take too far. Be like, well, we work together. So, you know, when we're not working, I want to do my own thing, you know, because that still helps with, bonding in relationships when you guys have similar passions and interests and you mm-hmm. do those things together. So those are still important to do because again, they're not work related. So you still have to keep your work life separate. Keep your home life and your interests and do those things together as a couple to build your relationship.
I think you got to split it in thirds. If you had to look at your time like a pie, you split it in equal thirds. Like, you know, you have your work life together. Mm-hmm. You have your, you know, hobbies and interests life together. Mm-hmm. And then you have your individual time.
Yeah. and whatever that may be. So I'm just trying to say that it's, you still need, that's where people need to make sure like they're not crossing that, being like, well, I work with you, so I'm going to do whatever I want when we're not working. You still need to make time to have quality time with you and your partner to do things that you have interest in, stuff in. And then, yes, you need to make sure that you have time with you and your individual friends, you know, not your couple's friends that you do things together, because then you're still together, you know, something that you want to do with your guy friend or whatever. Which leads us to our next con is, not to bring your work life home with you.
that has to be crazy for like people that like run a business.
It's hard.
Yeah. If your partner just like really dropped the ball on something and then like, you know, like how does that not go home with you?
Yeah.
You know, and then like how, like as we, you know, mentioned earlier, how does that not fuck up the rest of the night? Like,
right.
Like if you're playing on a little bit of mushu after work, you got no mushu.
None.
Especially if you're
ice cream's gonna be melted.
Especially if you is the dude and you yelling at her about something that she did wrong, you think she gonna open them pearly gates? You can, nope. Them gates are closed, buddy. You get some lotion.
Depends on the woman.
That's true.
I mean, some girls like an angry fuck.
Some of them do it on purpose.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's more aggressive.
I'm not going into that.
Anyways. Second part of that is that bringing your work life home with you can seriously affect your home life with your partner if you can't keep them separate. Which, that's kind of like basically what we were talking about, because it can just follow through with and causing complications into your, really just your marriage or your relationship.
Even like the positive aspects of it. It doesn't have to be the negative aspects of it. Like I said, when work consumes every area of your life,
yeah,
you know, whether it's positive or negative, it's still going to be too much of anything will be bad.
Yes.
So.
Totally agree. But that's what we got for pros and cons.
Is that the third one? Is all three?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what is your overall, you know, thoughts on it?
I think that working with your partner is not a bad thing. For me personally, I personally feel like it would be more successful if it was a passion or a project that you wanted to do that, as I stated earlier, where it's not something that is going to be the main reason or resources for your lifestyle of living, because that creates a whole new stress level, whole new, it changes everything. But if you're doing it as a passion together, you're like, okay, well, we're going to do this. And you're also coming into it with a different attitude. And actually coming in with it with a different attitude can make it more successful than with like, I got to make this happen, and all the stress and all the chaos that goes with it, instead of just being like, well, this is something we wanted to try and we're going to give it our all and we're going to have fun with it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And then therefore, like, there's way less stress in your relationship with that, because you don't really have any expectations, that you just hope for the best. And if it doesn't work out, okay.
Yeah, I think that most couples that go into business together, they don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
So, I mean, although that's a perfect world, you know, that would be the best way to go about it. Mm-hmm. And some people are more blessed than others to do that, you know, so
yeah.
Good for them.
Yes.
Overall, I think people should, before they jump into business together, they should, like, give their relationship some time to, like, develop. You know, like, don't rush into opening a business together. Allow themselves to experience their partner in dealing with certain stressors, mm-hmm. and certain areas. And then after a while, after you kind of get a better, good understanding, then you guys could really assess whether or not, like, we are great partners, but would we be great business partners? And would being business partners take away from the great partnership we have as in being a couple?
Yeah.
And I think it's something that, you know, people really got to seriously look and analyze and, you know, be okay with being held accountable by your partner in a way that you're not traditionally used to.
Yeah.
You know, and have it not take away from the home life. You know, I think that it could be a beautiful thing when everybody knows their position and plays their position.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's one of those things that you take with precaution. I think you really look at it. Like you said, like we talk about going opening up our businesses together, but it's not the main source of our income, nor is it what we depend on for our provisions.
Yeah.
You know, I have an established career. You are establishing your career. You had another good career, so it's like we both had income coming in prior to, so it wasn't like neither of us were depending upon, you know, either one of us success, you know, to survive, you know, like it was, we had the income, we had our own provisions, we just merged our provisions together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's different than it is, you know, like we are starting a venture and we're only solely, you know, relying on that venture that we're trying to set out.
Yeah.
So I think, like I said, like, you know, I think it could be beautiful. I think it'd be great. But I would say, you know, like take time and learn who your partner is first. And just be honest with yourselves, both of you, like, hey, can I work with my partner? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, what is that going to mean? You know?
Yeah.
And like I was reading something earlier, it said like there are tons of entrepreneurs that were married when they started their businesses, but they got divorced, but they still maintain their business relationship and run the business together. Because they
were better business partners.
Because they were better business partners than they were. Because they let the personal effects, you know, the feelings of how, you know, things were going personally damage their marriage.
Yeah, it kind of overshadowed it.
Yeah. But they realized they were great business partners.
Yeah.
But they couldn't let that, they didn't know how to handle that personally.
You know, I'm just not feeling that side anymore. But you know, with the business aspect, we're great.
Yeah, you're great at crunching numbers, but you're an asshole.
I'm so happy about that. So we're going to keep that going, but the other one, we're just going to call it a wash, right?
Yeah. So I just think it's, you know, something that, you know, really consider, think, you know, spend a lot of time thinking about it and weigh it out. And be able to be honest with your partner. Because if you can't be honest with them about whether or not, you know...
Well, that's where the trust comes in.
I mean, you could be, you know, hopeless trust.
No, I'm saying, like, that's where you have to have trust in your partner. And that's where that trust continues to grow. Because being also, able to have open communication.
What if, you know, your partner comes to you like, hey, I want to open this business with you. You know? And you're like, I really don't want to open a business with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry, that would not work. Like that right there could be the end of the relationship, you know?
Well.
So, I mean, like, you have to be careful, like, you know, like, really weigh out the options. But be honest, if that's going to be the end of your relationship, then your relationship is going to be doomed.
No, yeah, because it shouldn't be based on that, especially something like, yeah.
But like I said, it can be a beautiful thing if it's approached correctly. And, you know, as long as everybody plays their position. We should have more family-run businesses.
Yes, we should.
You know, we should have some more husband and wife teams out there kicking ass and taking names.
Go.
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah. I think we covered everything.
What do you guys think about it? Tell us your thoughts. If you work with your partner.
Yeah, if you have a business.
Tell us what you have, you know, out of your experiences. What are your pros and your cons? And would you do it all over again? Would you go in business with your partner?
Or what did you also find helpful, like if they did have issues or something? Like, I found this to be really helpful.
Yeah. But if you had to do it all over again, would you go back into business with your partner? Or would you like,
Maybe I wouldn't do it exactly that way again. Yeah.
We'd like to hear your thoughts. Let us know.
So until next time.
Stay black. Yes, I did. I'm 5%.